From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. President Obama will spend part of his Labor Day in Cincinnati today. The president is expected to talk about his plans for overhauling health care and introduce a new senior counselor for manufacturing policy. From member station WNKU, Sherry Lawson reports.
The president will speak at the nation's largest Labor Day picnic, an annual event sponsored by the Cincinnati AFL-CIO Labor Council. Mr. Obama will visit Ohio as he prepares to address Congress this week on his efforts to overhaul health care. Tim Krause is a teacher in the Cincinnati Public Schools and a longtime member of the teachers' union.
It's gratifying that the president's coming here and honoring people who are part of labor unions and honoring working people in general, because literally those are the people that got him elected, and I think it's great that he's recognizing that.
The crowd at Cincinnati's Coney Island is expected to be friendly to the president. Members of the Cincinnati Tea Party are planning to be on hand to demonstrate their displeasure with his health care proposal. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Arlene Holt Baker is Executive Vice President of the AFL-CIO. She says despite the signs that the economy has shown some recovery, not everyone is benefiting just yet.
The state of the American worker is being challenged very much economically. As we know, 15 million Americans have lost their jobs since last Labor Day. This economy is not working for so many in our country.
Baker says organized labor is hoping to continue to build upon recent political momentum. Argentina's finance minister has said the country will begin to work with the International Monetary Fund again. It was an enormous change of position for the deeply indebted nation. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Just 6 months ago, Argentina's president, Cristina Kirchner, said the IMF was corrupt, inept, and wrong-headed. She insisted that Argentina would never return to the organization, which the government blames for a deep financial crisis here in 2002. But Argentina's debt is getting bigger, and the country is still unable to sell its bonds on international markets after it staged the biggest sovereign default ever in 2005. The situation is so bad that some economists have speculated that Argentina is headed for yet another enormous default sometime next year, as some $25 billion in bonds comes due. Argentina is also being hit hard by the global financial crisis and the steep drop in prices for its agricultural exports. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Germany is calling for a thorough and quick investigation into a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan Friday that resulted in civilian casualties. Germany ordered the airstrike after Taliban militants hijacked two fuel tankers. Chancellor Angela Merkel wants NATO to investigate and confirm the civilian deaths. Yesterday, NATO's top commander, General Stanley McChrystal, visited the site of the attack. From Washington, this is NPR. It's a day of rest for the astronauts from Space Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station. The crews have been working practically nonstop over the last week, completing three spacewalks around the orbiting outpost. The shuttle is scheduled to return on Thursday, bringing back one astronaut who has been living aboard the space station since mid-July. Venezuela leader Hugo Chavez is in Tehran, where he signed an agreement to export 20,000 barrels of gasoline a day to Iran in defiance of looming sanctions against the country. Dale Gavlak reports.
Western leaders have threatened to impose stricter sanctions against Iran if it refuses deadlines for talks to curb its nuclear activities, particularly suspending uranium enrichment. But now the Venezuelan fuel will help Iran escape biting sanctions to a large extent. Despite its vast oil reserves, Iran lacks the refinery capacity to meet its own demand and must buy vast quantities of commercial-ready fuel on the open market. Chavez and Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad were shown on state TV pledging to deepen their ties and stand together against the United States and world powers. Ahmadinejad has repeatedly insisted that Iran would never abandon its ability to make its own nuclear fuel. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The U.S. military says it's investigating allegations that some of its troops stormed a hospital southwest of Kabul. A Swedish charity accuses American soldiers of breaking down doors, tying up hospital employees and at least two family members of patients. The charity's director says the alleged actions are a violation of the sanctity of medical facilities in combat zones. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News in Washington.